thankful for the singing and for the prayer. The lesson this morning is entitled, Enoch Walked with God. The formula in Genesis chapter 5 is uniformity, lived, begat, and died. However, this sameness, lived, begat, died, is broken when we get to Enoch. The Bible says Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Reads Genesis 5, 21 through 24. Enoch was the great-grandfather of a faithful prophet, Noah. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, reads Jude in verse 14. Enoch walked in the path of the just, that is, his conduct was righteous. It wasn't easy for him because he lived when people had strayed so far away from God. Genesis 6:12 records for us that God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Consider with me, if you will, Enoch's walk with God and our walk with God. Walking at 65 and never swerved for 300 years. His faithful walk, that is Enoch's walk, didn't start until 65 years of age. But then he was faithful, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, and century after century. The psalmist said, My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed, Psalms 57 and verse 7. Enoch's heart was fixed for 300 years. The Bible says, Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Deuteronomy 13:4. That is, please God first above anything else and anyone else. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you, by the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1. This could not and cannot be done without faith, as the Bible says, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Reads Hebrews 11, verses 5 through 6. Now it is our privilege and duty to walk or live with him in close companionship as friends. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you, reads James 4 and verse 8. It begins with reconciliation. Can two walk together except they be agreed, reads Amos 3 and verse 3. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and verse 23. Reconciliation means to make friends again, back into harmony and peace with God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And return to our God, for he will abundantly pardon, reads Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 7. Our walk with God in close companionship can only be done through Christ. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Read 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. Our walk with God in close companionship requires knowledge of the truth. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Our walk with God in close companionship will lead to obedience of the truth. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, the Bible says, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 2:3-6. Walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Luke 1:6. Then as his children walk in the truth, John in his old age said of Gaius, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. Even as thou walkest in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth, 3 John 3:4, through obedient faith. By hearing, Romans 10:17, believing, John 8:24, repenting, Luke 13:3, confessing like the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts 8:37, and being baptized, Galatians 3:26-27, and remaining faithful unto the end, Matthew 24:13. Enoch didn't just take one step. Enoch advanced. He went onward. The Bible says Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. Why are there any who are not rejoicing and walking in the Lord? With texts like John 3:16, which reads, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why are there any who are not rejoicing and walking with clear biblical texts like Acts 2:38, where Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, that is, by the authority of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, that is, forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Read Acts 2:38. Not the Holy Spirit himself, but that which the Holy Spirit gives, the free gift of salvation, Ephesians 2:8. Why are there any who are not rejoicing and walking in the Lord with clear biblical texts like Revelation 2:10, which says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Reads Revelation 2:10. Some wonder, with texts like these before us and many such like, why are there any who are not rejoicing and walking in the Lord? God puts no hindrance before them. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 3, verses 20 through 22. The gospel was made simple. The apostles were told to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 15 through 16. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and that same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Reads Acts 2, 41 through 42. Enoch walked with God. Notice some happy results of walking with God. Enoch continually enjoyed the presence and favor of God in life. Then God took him. His going was an exception to the rule. Enoch did not leave this world through the avenue of death. He was transferred to a spiritual world. For most, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. But by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11 and verse 5. Enoch was not, he was no more among the people. He was taken from troublesome and an ungodly world. Enoch was taken from disease, death, corruption to full joy. Enoch had chosen God. He believed, obeyed, and lived in close, pleasant fellowship. Then he was taken where the communion will be joyful, constant, full, uninterrupted, and eternal. Saints or Christians should not dread death, as a faithful life leads to triumph. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57. We cannot go as Enoch did, but have no regret, because though death will come, our Lord is life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Reads John 11, 25 and 26. Death, disarmed of its sting, can become the object of desire rather than of fear and terror. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, that is, if we die in the flesh, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. It is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 10. Enoch was taken from top of the hill, whereas we have to go into the valley and wade in deep water, but the end is the same. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Reads 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 17. The faithful are already translated spiritually. God, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, Colossians 1 and verse 13. Let us walk worthy of this high calling, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, Colossians 2 and verse 6. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, reads Ephesians 4 and verse 1. In conclusion, Enoch shows us that the end of life with God here is a fuller life in His heavenly presence. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them, reads Revelations 14:13. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city, Revelations 22:14. That eternal hour can be ours. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1, verse 18. If you have need, please come, while together we stand and sing.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into Thy freedom, gladness and light. Jesus, I come to Thee out of my sin. Jesus, I come.